Arizona has a history of female leaders in the judiciary. The most famous is U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. But we've also had recent chief justices of the state Supreme Court, like Ruth McGregor and Rebecca White Birch. Another example is Mary Schroeder, who has served on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals since 1979. She was also the circuit's chief judge from 2000 to 2007. And she recently joined me in our studio to talk about women in the law and whether the judicial branch and the 9th Circuit specifically are more under attack than ever before. We started by talking about why Arizona has had so many legal leaders who are women.
Oh, we have a wonderful tradition of women judges in Arizona. And we owe it all to a wonderful woman named Lorna Lockwood, who was the first woman ever to be the Chief Justice of a state Supreme Court. And that was back in the 1960s. And she was a great supporter of women's opportunities in every field. And she supported women in the law, of course, but there were so few. And she was very anxious that there be women in the judiciary. And she was one who encouraged me to become a judge when I first joined the Arizona Court of Appeals in the year that she retired from the Supreme Court. And she said, I don't want the appellate courts of Arizona to be without a woman. And that tradition has continued so that Sandra O'Connor took my seat on the Arizona Court of Appeals when I went to the 9th Circuit.
The other day I interviewed a historian and author who had written about Thurgood Marshall.
Yes.
And of course, Marshall was one of the great civil rights attorneys of all time. And there were some, though, that found that once he got on the Supreme Court, he lost his verve a little bit. That could be for many reasons. Do you find that being a judge was really more in what you wanted to do as opposed to being, I don't want to say an everyday attorney, but an attorney?
Well, you know, Thurgood Marshall was a great fighter. He had to have a battle. And I think when he joined the judiciary, first on the Second Circuit and then on the Supreme Court, it was a bit of a letdown for him because it wasn't that adrenaline push all the time. I was very happy to get into a position where I got to decide. I had been a litigator, and I began to yearn for the opportunity to get to decide those cases instead of having to just argue them.
So the Ninth Circuit, as you know, always is a target of the right because it's we need to break up the Ninth Circuit, we need to change this or that. Do you think about that at all? Do you care? Is it just case to case?
Well, I care very much for the institutional stability of the judiciary. That is very important. I was chief judge at a time when the court was under very serious attack, and it was all because of a decision. If you look at the history, the attacks on the court have always been on account of decisions that the judges have to make. We don't invent the cases. We just have to decide them.
You mentioned Lorna Lockwood.
Yes.
What are some of your other heroines?
Actually, my greatest heroine was not a lawyer. Okay. It was Eleanor Roosevelt, because Eleanor Roosevelt had wanted so much to have women appointed to the bench. And she had a list of about 500 women that she thought were qualified. And the President Roosevelt told her he would give her one. He appointed one woman to the Court of Appeals, to the Sixth Circuit. And it was many, many decades before another woman was appointed. The second woman to be appointed to the Courts of Appeals, Federal Courts of Appeals, was Shirley Huffstetler on the Ninth Circuit. When President Carter was elected, he asked Shirley to step down from the Ninth Circuit and to become Secretary of Education. And Shirley did, and everyone thought at the time, of course, that President Carter would make her the first woman on the Supreme Court. And President Carter never had an appointment to the Supreme Court. And that is why when President Reagan ran, he vowed that he would appoint a woman to the Supreme Court. And he did.
There's been talk about a lot of openings on the Ninth Circuit and other circuits as well, judicial shortages. Are you concerned about the number of openings? Are you concerned that there are so many senior level judges that still have to serve in order to make up for some of these rash shortages? Is that enough of a priority at the federal level that we're seeing to appoint new judges and get them approved?
We have to let history take its course. And the president's duty under the Constitution is to nominate judges, and the Senate's duty is to confirm them. We can't get very concerned because there's nothing we can do about it. But we do when we have vacancies. At the present time, we have 7 vacancies on the Ninth Circuit. We have a total authorized active judgeship roster of 29. And so we're working harder. Mm-hmm. And our senior judges, like myself, are working harder than we probably would like and harder than my husband would like. But this is part of the way that history works, and things will work themselves out in time, I'm sure.
Are there some things you'd like to see, either specific or just general ideas, to get more women involved in the law, locally, federally, internationally?
We have had women graduating from law school at a rate equal to or greater than men for many years. But women are not rising to levels of responsibility in our profession or in other professions at the rate that they should be. We need to have more networking among women to figure out how to make that situation better.
I come back to the Supreme Court as well, because we talked a bit about Justice O'Connor, but of course Justice Ginsburg has had a huge impact, and there are other female members of the Supreme Court as well. Can you talk a little bit about Justice Ginsburg? Because she is someone who is so admired by so many people from all walks of life. What have you seen from her? What makes her so unique and special?
Well, I've known Ruth Ginsburg for 30 years, mm-hmm. I guess. I think why she is special is that she was, I call it, the pen of the women's movement. She wrote the articles. She wrote the briefs in the great cases that began the women's revolution. And so she is has a historical perspective that is unmatched. And she also has the experience and the sensitivity to be able to communicate with younger women. Mm-hmm. And I think her experience and her ability to communicate are her great strengths.
So going forward, as someone who's been a judge as long as you have, are these things ultimately cyclical in terms of whether the judiciary is seen in the highest light or maybe less so sometimes?
Well, I sometimes think that when the other branches are having problems in getting things done, that the really difficult issues get sent to the courts to be resolved. We may be seeing some of that now. I'm not sure. But the extent to which the courts are called upon to decide very difficult issues is to some extent dependent on whether the other branches are active or not in doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Ninth U.S. Circuit Court Judge Mary Schroeder of Phoenix, she has served on that court since 1979.